Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. That food safety, that's kind of a big one gearing up with, there's a holiday this month, I think.
Yes.
And I know it's easy to just leave this massive buffet of food out all day so that people can graze, but I'm going to guess that you're going to tell us that's not our best move.
It's not always the best thing to put into practice. Just don't want people to get sick for that reason. So I thought I'd share that and some additional food safety tips this morning, as well as your preparing some of those holiday meals, whether that's for Thanksgiving or even thinking further down the road towards Christmas time as well, too. So we've got several holidays and a lot of family gatherings around this time of year. So the first one I would like to remind is just a reminder that it's not necessary to wash a raw chicken before it's cooked. Some consumers think that washing that raw chicken is removing bacteria from the turkey. That washing process, however, when they've done some studies with that, has shown that it can actually spread bacteria all over your kitchen. And in some cases, it's shown that bacteria has been spread up to 3 feet. Because you don't know how far that bacteria can spread or the surfaces in your kitchen that it can land on, it can be really difficult to clean and sanitize. So it's not recommended to wash chicken, and the only sure way to make sure to kill that bacteria that may be present on that turkey is to cook it to a proper temperature of 165 degrees. So washing that chicken is not a necessary step that you need to take. The second is to remember to use a safe method for thawing meats, especially with we're thinking about Thanksgiving with turkey. There's several methods that you can use. Putting it in the refrigerator, using a cold water method, or in the microwave. Thawing it in the refrigerator, however, is the safest because that turkey will thaw at a consistent and safe temperature. And just that you want, do want to keep in mind that it takes about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of weight of that turkey to thaw in the fridge. So you're going to have to kind of do a little planning ahead to make sure that that gets in the refrigerator so it can get thawed out in time for your holiday meal. If you're using the cold water method, you're going to want to submerge the turkey in its original wrapper in cold water and change that water every 30 minutes. You can use that cold water method or in the microwave as well if you didn't get your turkey entirely thawed there in the refrigerator. Just as a point of reference, just to remember to make sure not to let that turkey or other raw meat products left out on the counter to thaw at room temperature. So making sure to stick it in the refrigerator or using the cold water method is the safest when thawing those meats. And along those same lines is to remember to make sure to use that meat thermometer to check the temperature of your turkey to make sure it's completely cooked and is safe to consume. When you're checking the turkey, you want to kind of check that turkey in three different locations. You want to look at the stick that thermometer, make sure it's reaching 165 degrees in the innermost part of the thigh, the innermost part of the wing, as well as the thickest part of the breast. So kind of using those three different locations to make sure your turkey is cooked completely through. And finally, I know one of my favorite things about the Thanksgiving holiday is all the leftovers that come with that holiday meal. But remember to make sure that those leftovers get put back in the refrigerator. They can be kept up to 4 days there in the refrigerator. Make sure to get the turkey, for example, cut from the bone and refrigerate as soon as you can within 2 hours of cooking. And make sure to eat, consume leftovers within that. I know sometimes over that holiday weekend, that can be a time where we like really enjoy those leftovers. So make sure that they're if you're leaving them in the refrigerator, that they get consumed within about 4 days. But if you know there's some things that you won't get consumed within that four-day period, make sure to pack things in freezer bags or containers and store them in the freezer. For best quality, you want to use those leftovers within about 4 months if you've stuck them in the freezer. And finally, just as a reminder, I think I've shared this before, but if you have questions as you're preparing your holiday meal, especially on Thanksgiving Day, the USDA does have a meat and poultry hotline number that they take calls on Thanksgiving Day, and it's open from 8 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time. And you can call that number if you have questions as you're cooking your meal. And that hotline number can be reached at 1-888-674-6854. And in the meantime, if you have questions, you're also always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Very good. And touching back on the whole buffet idea, I know a lot of people, myself included, have left out. Go ahead, pick and choose and graze from everything that's left. What is the time frame for making sure you get all of those leftovers packed up and into the fridge to keep them safe?
Within 2 hours of cooking. So after you've enjoyed that holiday meal, make sure that those things get stuck back in the refrigerator. And then when you're, as a family, get maybe hungry again later in the evening, you can pull those leftovers back out of the refrigerator to enjoy them. But leaving them sit out all day can be some concerns with food safety risks. So make sure to get things put back in within a couple of hours.
Yeah, dragging things in and out of the fridge is a whole lot more convenient than dragging yourself to and from the ER for food poisoning.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for those tips. I'm sure that's going to come in handy for a lot of people. And it's a good reminder for me, safe practices. And we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.